This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. I'm Tim Wildman with Walker Wildman, my offspring, and one of my three. J.J. Jasper over here, my elder.
Would you say that Walker's your favorite? I'll just you on the spot here. Yeah, you got favorite. Three children. You got to have a favorite.
Well, I got,
would you say you he's your favorite?
If you got multiple offspring, are they offsprings?
No, I think that's like deers and fishes.
Okay, well, anyway,
and things.
You asking me, is Walker my favorite?
Yes.
Well, it depends.
Is he your favorite child?
Could be. Depending on
depends
the
on if I give him golf balls for
depending
Christmas.
On what the day is and what he's done for me.
What have you done for me lately?
Yeah. So Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. If you're wondering where Professor Ed Vitagliano is this week, he's in Florida. Are we jealous? No, we're not jealous at all. Here.
Not even a little bit.
No, South Florida. I think he's in South Florida.
Yeah, he can be there warm and having one of those little umbrellas in his punch or whatever, a little drink he's drinking.
Yeah, we don't care what he does.
Flip-flops.
We don't even care if he ever comes back, quite frankly. So we harbor no ill will toward Professor Ed. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Here's what we do. We ask three questions each. We've already done that. I'm down to two questions left, trivia questions, and then you can call in and answer and ask us a trivia question as well as answer a trivia question here on American Family Radio.
Do we want to reset since it's 5 minutes?
I think so. Go ahead, Walker.
All right. Throw your
questions out there.
First question, unanswered. What presidential administration challenged Americans to explore the new frontier? Secondly, what are the top two selling spices in the world? Top two selling spices in the world.
In the world?
Yes, that's right. It's not cinnamon and garlic. We had one of our callers.
Or Old Spice.
Yes, that,
you
that was
didn't a, seem like you really
cinnamon
took that
garlic
and embraced
was
it.
Also a group back in the early 70s, I think. They was a,
yeah.
She was a reggae, something like that.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. But then you had Peaches and Herbs came along a little bit later on, the late 70s.
Last question. This one's it's a kind of a technical question. Could be two answers, but if you answer either one of them, I will grant you the...
You grant stuff?
Yeah, I grant them a diploma if they get it right.
Like a king. I'm going to grant you.
When did the Cold War end? What year did the Cold War end?
So if they get this right, I just want to be clear. They're going to take a knee, and you're going to lay a sword on their shoulder.
He's going to grant them.
Well, you see, y'all are exposing the way I'm going to go about things if they get things right. So... Yeah. We'll see.
Here's what I got. I'm just piling on. That's what you call that, folks. First question, true or false, President Abraham Lincoln wore a size 14 shoe.
Wow.
Is that true or false?
Mm-hmm.
Second question, which U.S. president on Mount Rushmore has a mustache? And third question, who does the voice of Woody, the cowboy doll in the movie Toy Story?
And that's the one answer. We do two of those questions you got there, I think.
I don't think so. I don't think Woody is on Mount Rushmore.
The president with the mustache didn't do the voice of Woody?
No, he did not.
Okay. So are you sure?
I'm positive. So that gives you a hint right there. We've helped you by giving you
eliminated that.
That's right.
All right. Here are my two questions that have what, Walker?
Heretofore gone unanswered.
Wow.
Let's say it together. Heretofore.
Heretofore
gone unanswered. Here's number one. This is a riddle. I go up and I go down, but I never move. What am I? I go up, I go down, but I never move. What am I?
I'm curious what that answer is. I have no clue.
And number two, how long does it take sunlight to reach the earth? This is science question, obviously. How long? You know, they talk about the speed of light, right? I don't know if this is exactly the same thing, but at least... this is a science question. How long does it take sunlight to reach the earth? All right, let's get back to those phones.
All right, we're going to visit Iowa, which is one of the answers from JJ's question. Colby in Iowa, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Colby, yours is the only U.S. state on the planet whose two letters are two vowels.
Yeah, I was calling for that, but I have a couple other answers too, so we should be good.
All right, which one do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
Which one do you want to answer?
I guess I'll answer the mustache on Mount Rushmore since I know the answer for sure.
All right, which U.S. president on Mount Rushmore has a mustache?
Teddy Roosevelt.
You're right.
Teddy Roosevelt, but he didn't play Woody. He wasn't the voice of Woody.
He did not. I can answer that one, too, if you'd like.
hey, now listen, I don't think I can say all four, and I don't have them in front of me, for bonus points and maybe an additional sash when you walk the stage and graduate from Learning University, an extra cord or a sash. Name all the presidents on Mount Rushmore.
Abraham Lincoln.
This is for a T-shirt.
I don't know if I can get it.
This is hey, what you got at stake? Hold on just a minute. Who are we talking to?
Somebody better, it's Colby. Somebody better pull it up because I don't even know the answer.
I know the answer.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, Colby.
Okay, I think I can get this.
It's for a T-shirt, Tim said.
Just because I had the answer for the other T-shirt one, right?
Yeah, don't be Googling on us there, Colby. Colby, I kind of sense that you're kind of Googling right now.
He's stalling,
isn't he? That's why you're stalling. You don't have a high-speed connection.
I think I can only get Abraham Lincoln and George Washington. I don't think I can get that fourth one.
Well, you got real close to having the T-shirt. Is it who? Nixon? Who'd you say?
I said, is it the other Roosevelt?
Franklin.
Who are they, Tim? Okay, it's Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy?
Abraham Lincoln, George Washington. I want to say, I'm not even sure myself, but I want to say it's Thomas Jefferson.
It is Thomas Jefferson. That's Thomas Jefferson.
Colby, we'll send you 3/4 of a T-shirt. All right? We'll send you a T-shirt with the cutoff sleeves. All right?
Colby, the reason,
I wear those anyway.
The reason they just put heads on there and not full-bodied is because Abraham Lincoln wearing a size 14 shoe. They said, you know how much of that mountain that's going to gobble up just putting his big old foot on there? So they said, we better just put headshots up there.
Thank you, Colby. Does he have a question for us?
Yeah, you got a question for us?
I do. I do. All right, what major American city has 3 major league sports teams with the same color combo?
Pittsburgh.
Good job, JJ.
Jasper.
Baseball, football, hockey all have the same color. They're the only one in the country that have that.
You would think more cities would do that, wouldn't you?
It would make it easy for branding, wouldn't it?
And for the fans. You know, you wouldn't have to buy 3 different outfits for 3 different parts of the year. All right, Colby, thanks so much. Appreciate you calling today from the great state of Iowa. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones, Walker.
All right, Louisiana, Larry is on the line. Larry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing great, Larry. Thanks for calling, my friend. What part of Louisiana you live in?
In Monroe, Louisiana.
Monroe, Louisiana. All right. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Probably. I'm going to try both.
All right, which one you want to answer?
I want to take a shot at the Abraham Lincoln shoe size.
Larry, you got 50-50 chance, so you know this is going to be your best shot of any answer if you're unsure. And here's the question. President Abraham Lincoln wore a size 14 shoe. Is that true or false?
Tall as he was, I would say it's true.
Larry, it is 100% true.
All right.
He was 6'4". He was the tallest president. James Madison was, I think, 5'4". He was the shortest president. But Abraham Lincoln wore a size 14 shoe. That's remarkable. You know, years ago, like our grandparents, great-grandparents, it seemed like they were a little bit shorter. He must have just been head and shoulders above all of his contemporaries. And I'm guessing when he got the shoe, I'm guessing he took the shoes out and threw them away and just wore the box. If you got a shoe, a foot that big.
You know,
I guess so.
I saw.
I remember I remember Shaq and Will Perdue that played for the Bulls. I think they wore like a size 21 or 22, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember seeing a tennis shoe that or a basketball shoe that Shaquille O'Neal wore, and you look at it and you go, that's not
even possible,
not human.
Yeah,
yeah. Of course, he was 7'1", 300 pounds. That's not human either. You know. So anyway,
hey, Larry, what's your question for us? Way to go, you got it right.
All right, the question I was going to ask. Bill Belichick, when he was the coach at Cleveland, what two coaches did he have on his coaching staff as assistants?
Bill Belichick, you talking about the coach of the Patriots?
Patriots. When he was the coach at Cleveland, one coach was real popular.
One of them would have been Nick Saban.
Yeah, that's one.
Who's the other one, Tim? Come on, you
tell me. Is the other one a very well known coach?
Well, kind of, sort of, yeah. All of them are kind of big buddies together. So,
is that Urban Meyer? I don't think I'm right there, but I'm guessing. Urban Meyer?
No.
Who was it?
It was Kurt Farron's at Iowa.
Okay, the coach at Iowa. Well, that's interesting.
Great question.
Interesting. Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks, Larry.
Yeah, thanks for Larry. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Walker Wildman and J.J. Jasper, and we're going back to the phones.
All right. Jim in Oklahoma, the Sooner State. Jim, welcome to Trivia Friday. All right. I think we just lost Jim on accident.
What happened there?
I'm not sure. It must have been the Russians. let's move on to Tennessee and talk to Eddie. Eddie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, it's good to be on the line.
Thank you, Eddie. Appreciate you calling, my friend. Where you live in Tennessee?
I live in the metropolis of Pinson.
Eddie, you're getting some of that weather right now. A little bit of that snow, ice, and sleet mixture.
Yeah, you should see the size of the snowflakes are huge.
Yeah. What do they predict, in a couple inches?
Yeah, anywhere from about 2 to 3.
Right. Well, be careful there and stay warm. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I think I want to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
I want to try. I've got an answer for the one about what goes up and down but never moves.
What is it?
The stock market.
That's a good, clever guess, but that's incorrect. It's incorrect.
Oh, okay.
I go up, I go down, but I never move. What am I? It's not the stock market, it's not the temperature.
I can't wait to hear the answer. Yeah. Hey, what's your question for us, Eddie?
Okay, I'd like to go to the book of Job, the 10th verse, and ask you a question about this. The verse says, and the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. My question is, what did Job have before he lost everything that was not restored twofold?
His wife.
Eddie, is that correct?
That's not exactly correct.
All right. What's the answer?
His sons and daughters. Because he didn't have to restore that because they were already in heaven. His first set.
Okay.
Good.
But everything else was restored twice.
All right. Thank you, Eddie, for calling.
Thanks, Eddie.
Trivia Friday. Let's move to South Dakota. First call from South Dakota today. Elsie is on the line. Elsie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Am I saying your name correct?
You are.
Okay, great.
Hey, Elsie,
how cold it is,
yes.
It's -6 degrees here.
-6. That's the actual temperature.
That's the actual temperature.
Do you
I'm
have...
sure it's colder. I haven't been out yet, so it doesn't seem like it's too windy, but...
Do you have snow on the ground, Elsie?
Just a little.
Yeah.
Usually we have lots. We were supposed to get 6 inches, and... We don't even have, the ground isn't covered with snow.
You know, we had Jan Markell on our show yesterday, Elsie from, she lives in the Twin Cities there in Minnesota, and we were talking about the weather. She just called us out. She just called Southerners out. she just said you're
yeah,
a bunch
we
of,
do.
I don't know if she said weenies or wimps, but she just, huh? She said
either
just,
one would fit.
Oh, you too, huh, Elsie? Okay. Okay. All right, well.
Elsie, she's seen some 4-foot, 6-foot snow yeah. drifts. She's seen them plenty
but don't
of
say,
times.
Don't say to a person from the Midwest, upper Midwest, oh, it's burr, it's 29 here. You know, they have no sympathy for you whatsoever.
That seems pretty nice here.
Yeah, 29, you 29 in South Dakota, you grill out. You know what I'm saying? You have the neighbors over.
Right.
Right, in January. Anyway, Elsie, you want to ask, answer, or both?
Well, I was going to answer a couple that I knew, and they've all been answered, so I'm going to try for two spices.
All right, that's my question. What are the top two selling spices in the world,
well,
Elsie?
I was going to say cinnamon, but you ruled that one out, so mm-hmm. I guess I'll have to guess ginger and cloves.
Ginger that's not that's
clothes,
not correct.
Are either of those correct?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Wow.
Not that I have.
Ginger and our cloves? Oh.
So that's four that we've given some good good hint. We've gotten four eliminated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you okay. may what's popular in one country or another is different. This is the top two selling spices in the entire world.
Right.
Yeah.
Nut apples and oranges.
Thanks, right. Elsie. What's your question for us?
I have a question. Who is Befana? Befama. It's Befana.
Who is what? Repeat that.
Befana. It's spelled Befana.
He's the guy I bought some jewelry from out of the trunk of his car in an alley, trying to get my wife something nice for Valentine's, but we're on a budget.
He skipped town by the time you try to catch up with him.
Well, when I found out it's zirconium or whatever you call them. No, I have no idea who
yeah.
that is.
Elsie, tell us what the answer is.
Befana is Italian folklore, and the only reason I know that is because my son lives in Italy. She's an old woman who delivers gifts to children throughout Italy on Epiphany Eve, which is January 5th.
Oh, that's interesting.
She kind of is similar to St. Nicholas or Santa Claus.
Yeah. Is she at the malls?
I don't know, but she rides on a broom.
Wow.
Rides on a broom.
I wonder how many gifts she can fit on that broom.
Well, that's it.
Well, I don't know how many she
Well,
can
you
fit,
just described a lot of people's mother-in-law. Wait, did I say that out loud on the radio? I got a sweet mother-in-law, but I know how a lot of other people feel.
She candy and presents to children on the
Okay.
Come here, sweetie. Sit on Befana's lap and tell me what you want for
All
Epiphany.
Right.
You crushed my knee.
Thank you. Right.
Thanks for calling Trivia Friday, Elsie.
All right, we're down to about 6 minutes to go here. So I've just got two questions. No time to repeat them, I guess. We'll just go ahead and fly through the rest of the callers here as many as we can. Go ahead. Who's up next?
All right. If we can't have Professor Ed in studio, we're going to go talk to another Ed in Texas. Ed, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Okay, I finally got on. I'd like to do both if there's time.
All right. Give one of our questions a shot.
Okay. Is the one about Woody and Toy Story been answered?
No, it hasn't, Ed. Here's the question. Who does the voice of Woody, the cowboy doll, in the movie Toy Story?
I believe that's Tom Hanks.
You're exactly right. Nicely done. What's your question
right.
for us?
Okay. A little bit of Gunsmoke TV series trivia. There was a guy that had a recurring role on there, and I don't think Festus or the other guy was on there at the time, and he played the part of a blacksmith.
Who was he?
Yeah, who was he? What was his real name? Huh?
Yeah, Ed Vitagliano is. He knows all about those westerns, doesn't he?
He knows about those movies.
Yeah. Gunsmoke and everything. Who?
I'm stumped.
Yeah.
Another hint was that he was part Indian in the show.
Hmm.
No.
I don't know. Ed Ames.
No Tankers. Okay. Yeah. It was Burt Reynolds.
No kidding. Burt Reynolds.
Played in Gunsmoke.
I don't know how long he was on, but I've seen him several times.
Well, I'll be.
That's interesting.
Hey, yeah. Thanks, Ed.
I'm originally from Iowa, and I was hoping to get that one, but somebody else got it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for listening to AFR. Final caller, Marv from Texas. Marve from Texas.
That would be
Marve. Yeah. Hi, Marve. Yes. We're kind of cutting it close on time. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I was going to answer the one that he just answered and the other two that I knew they've already been answered. So I guess I can ask y'all a question.
Okay.
All right. Do you know what dog has the largest brain and is supposedly the smartest? For the size of it.
What dog has the largest brain and is considered the smartest for that reason?
Now, she said for its size, so that already tells me it's going to be a little bit of a small dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can tell you which the bravest is.
That's your hint.
Those little chihuahuas, they would go after a garbage truck.
Yeah, they're
trying to take it down, or a rhinoceros.
But they're not too smart.
They do.
It's a good thing a chihuahua is not in a German Shepherd body.
Can you give me a hint here? Would it be like a lap dog size?
Oh, yeah, but it is a chihuahua.
Oh, it's a chihuahua?
They're supposed to have the largest, they're supposed to have the largest brain, and they're supposed to be the smartest because of their brain capacity.
Yeah.
And I happen to have one that we figured out not long ago. He's got over a 60 word vocabulary that he knows commands and different things and like his toys, what they are. And
hey, Marve.
So they're amazing little dogs. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you realize what you just said? You said your dog talks.
No, he knows when she says things. Go get this toy. He can go get it.
Well,
he understands.
Okay, I got you. You said 60 word vocabulary. I'm thinking the dog talks.
And I can tell you why.
My vocabulary.
I can tell you. I can tell you how they get that smart. It's all those eating all those tacos.
JJ just stole my joke.
Yeah.
You think that's it?
That's what it is. Marve, thank you so much for listening to AFR. Yeah. Bless you. Have a good weekend.
Don't chihuahuas yap a lot, though?
They yap a lot.
Yeah.
They got an attitude.
Maybe smart, but they know it. They think, you know what I'm saying?
They're just overconfident.
Yeah. What do you got, Walker? Hadn't been answered.
All right. What presidential administration challenged Americans to explore the new frontier? That would be JFK, John F. Kennedy.
Space program.
That's right. And what are the top two selling spices in the world? Pepper is first and mustard is second.
And what about did you get the one about?
Yeah, when did the Cold War end? The two answers to that would be 1989 would be when the Berlin Wall fell and the Soviet Union fell in 1991.
Got any left?
I'm out.
It goes up and it comes down, but it never moves. What am I? A staircase.
A staircase. Nice.
A staircase. How long does it take sunlight to reach the earth? 8 minutes. 8 minutes.
Wow.
All right, folks, have a great weekend. Keep listening to American Family Radio. On behalf of JJ and Walker, we bid you adieu, and we'll see you back here on Monday. Take care.